Now you have a new album out, which includes a guitar concerto, the world premiere recording of this guitar concerto by Jonathan Leshnoff. And I've been listening to it, and it's just a lovely addition to the repertoire.
Yes, I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this recording. I know the piece has been around for a little while, originally written for the Cuban-born guitarist Manuel Barreco. But how did it come into your possession, as it were?
Well, I wasn't initially I wasn't aware of the concerto at all, and I wasn't aware of Jonathan Leshnoff, the composer. Basically, I was approached by Nashville Symphony through my management if I would be interested in doing the premiere recording of it, and that Manuel, who's one of my biggest heroes ever on the guitar, had already premiered it. Had already premiered it in a few places. So it was for that, as far as like that was a bit mysterious, to sort of be kind of put in the middle, I guess, of a project. But I accepted the project, and I'm really happy that I did, because I mean I think this piece is potentially a very long life in the repertoire. It's a really fantastic concerto.
Yeah. And now, how much time did you spend preparing this before the recording? Is this a live recording or
this is a live? Okay. Yeah, live recording. They recorded three concerts. And that's what you're hearing, basically what they were able to get on tape from those three is, the final product is a live recording. I'm edited, I suppose, from those three.
Yeah.
Perhaps maybe they even used one night or something like that, but I doubt it. But because I know that the experience was wild for me, because I had never really done something like that before. It would be after the first concert, the producer would call me into the control room and say, okay, all right, now this is what we need the next night, okay? And then I play the second concert and then come in the control room and, okay, all right, third night, this is what I need from you. I need you. So I go back to the hotel room and practice those spots because you know, and that's it. That's pretty much all you get as a player is, and they have to put something together from that. So
it was
an amazing experience.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Oh yeah, no, it was a great experience for me, and I worked on it for, I would say, to answer your original question, about 4 months. I want to say somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
Yeah, did you work with the composer on the piece? Then was he involved?
A little bit, but the thing is, Manuel had done really most of that work with him, because he had done the initial premieres. I had some questions here and there about certain passages and that kind of thing, but nothing major. It was so I just had to learn it.
Well, looking at a video interview with Jonathan Leshnoff, he talked about the guitar being like the hardest instrument that he's ever written for. Looking at that compared to some of the other famous concertos, let's say by Rodrigo and other composers, I mean, where does this stand in terms of difficulty for you?
You mean just as far as playing it, in terms of the virtuosic aspects of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's right. I would say it's definitely up there with Aranjuez, the Concierto de Aranjuez, which is sort of to the listener, especially the outer movements. It sounds quite innocuous, even, or just quite jovial. But those outer movements of Aranjuez require a lot of especially when you're first playing them, you're getting gigs playing them. You have to practice it. It's hard. They're very difficult. And the Leshnoff concerto is no exception. I mean, it is definitely written for, high level players, without question.
Yeah. Are there a lot of guitar concertos out there for classical guitarists and orchestra? I mean, I can think of Rodrigo and maybe a couple of others.
Oh, well, I've I mean, with all the newer ones, I mean, I've probably performed about 30 to 32, I want to say, different pieces, different concertos with orchestra. There's about 200 or so, I think, I read in a guitar magazine somewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course, obviously, the vast majority of them are not being played as often as the two Rodrigo concertos. Rodrigo wrote a third for Pepe Romero, Concierto para una Fiesta, that gets played sometimes, and yeah. that's also very difficult. And you have the Villa-Lobos, Casanova Tedesco, the Manuel Ponce, and the Giuliani's first guitar concerto, and then the various Vivaldi ones for mandolin and lute. But in terms of originally for guitar, those aforementioned ones, I think, are considered really the standard, of the standard ones. And then, but I've played a bunch more new ones. I've commissioned one, I premiered one a few years ago by Dan Visconti, Chicago-based composer. And I've played that several times, almost, I think, somewhere about 8 or 9 so far. And I think we're pretty close to nailing down a recording time for that in next year.
Yeah.
Sometime next year.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you've sort of laid out my entire radio playlist for me for guitar. And write all that stuff down. But I want to talk a little bit about the music for folks who haven't heard the recording yet and may be interested in listening to it, because the music is it's kind of hard to describe. It has, it's very listenable, obviously.
Yes.
It's rooted very much in the tonal tradition, and it has sort of a real feel to it, an emotional arc that
yes.
goes throughout the piece. But can you kind of characterize Jonathan Leshnoff's music for us in this concerto?
I think, what I really love about Jonathan's music is that it does have such a strong narrative, a kind of a narrative arc, not just within the three movements individually, but the three movements together. It's almost kind of like a movie or a story there's definitely a story being told through the music. Nothing specifically evoking anything visually. Mm-hmm. It's just that's what the music gives you the feeling of. And I think that's because, I mean, Jonathan as a composer, the music is the details of the music and how the guitar part is so interlocked with everything that's going on with the other parts, which are also very finely wrought. And also his sense of narrative arc or structure or architecture. And developing themes and this kind of thing is, very extremely high level of what we would think of as a traditional composer. I think sometimes when someone says, "Oh, well, it's very listenable," that to some classical music consumers, it worries them that the music is sort of dumbed down, and this couldn't be any further from the truth. This is a really, he's a masterful composer.
Yeah, I would characterize it as enjoyable but stimulating also.
Yeah, and I mean, I've heard some people describe his music as even sort of cinematic in the sense, but I don't think it's necessarily evoking any images. It's just that it gives, I think when people say cinematic, it gives them this kind of feeling of grandeur. The music is grand. There's a sense of grandeur to it, or even some of the kind of heroic kind of properties that we would maybe normally attribute it to the late 19th century type of thing. But that's really just, I think, due to his skill level. His skill levels as a writer is really, impressive.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful recording and a wonderful addition to the repertoire. Now, you're going to hand it off to some other guitarists now and let them run?
Yeah, right away. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I'm done from my end. No, actually, we've got I think my next engagement with it is with Albuquerque Symphony. I think doing it. That and pairing it with Concierto de Aranjuez, the Rodrigo, which was an inspiration, Jonathan says. Definitely an inspiration for the piece in terms of the fact that, that's in the sense that that's the one, that's really the big one for guitar.
And the adagio, they sort of share an adagio thing that's going on there. Yeah,
that's right.
Slow movement. Grammy-winning guitarist Jason Vio, who is on this latest album from Naxos Records, music of Jonathan Leshnoff with Giancarlo Guerrero and the Nashville Symphony. Wonderful recording. Jason, thanks so much for spending time with us here on FM91.
Thank you, Brad. Always good talking to you.